Gzeirah d'Rabbah. Gzeirah d'Rabbah, Hashem yarav b'irenu, Balan So yesterday, question 9, we discussed the two shailas. One question is, the question about Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that you can't carry a yontif. Beis Hillel says you say bitoch.
Wait,
So
you did Chazorah yesterday?
we did the meeting like this. On Sundays, we've been doing the chazara of Inyan and the Yom. Because you understand, we finished the chazara of the Yayin part, and now we've been doing on Sundays the chazara of the Inyan and the Yom, because we finished the other chazara. So that's why I kept the chazara of the Inyan and the Yom on Sundays. So if you're not here on Sundays, it's a different topic. But now that we finished the chazara for the Rosh Hashanah chazara, we want to finish the whole chazara. So we're doing it today, even though today is not Sunday, we're going to finish off the chazara of the Inyan d'Yom. Okay, but I think you'll enjoy it nonetheless. What can I tell you? Okay, but it'll still be hopefully enjoyable, even if you weren't there the first time. Okay, be to it. Yeah. Okay, so there's a famous Mishnah in Masechta Beitzah. Beis Hillel says you can carry a lulav, a shofar, a tinok on yontif, and Beis Shammai says no. The Torah only gives us a heter of ochel nefesh. The Torah never gives us a heter of anything but ochel nefesh. So that's it. Only ochel nefesh. And Beis Hillel says mitoch. Beis Hillel is the biggest kiddush in the world. Shein, it's the biggest kiddush in the world. What does mitoch there? Since it's mutter for ochel nefesh, it's even mutter not for ochel nefesh.
אבל צריך
Tzas. But it's a whole kiddush to say such a thing. No one's going to say, "Well, I could drive my car to save a life, so then I could drive my car to go to shul." Right? No one would say such a thing. Why is mitoch a what's the how does mitoch possibly you hear the question? So Rishonim deal with this topic. What's surprising to me, maybe I should have to mention it, is that the Gemara never deals with it. That the Gemara should say, but not honey mealy, that you say bitoch. Right, but okay. So some say it's based on the pasuk lachem called tzarchechem, that you all your tzarchem. That's how the Ravid explains. Oh, so the question is like this: we have a gzeirah d'rabbah. We don't blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah Shacharis b'Shabbos, correct? We don't blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah Shacharis b'Shabbos. Because you might come to carry, right? But what about on any yontif? According to Beis Shammai, you can't carry only ochel nefesh. So there should be a gzeira d'rabba on every yontif elawah. And you can't say that because then we'll never blow shofar. But then, so the Shara Melech asks, it sounds like a joke. Because the same chashash of Shem Yarivenu, according to Beis Shammai, applies both to yontif and Shabbos. And it only goes there on Shabbos and not on yontif when the same chashash applies. So Mehechi Tesi. That's the cash. So therefore, maybe we should have the whole gzeira. Because we can't have the gzeira on yontif where it really does apply, because then we'll never blow shofar. And the same chashash of yontif applies to Shabbos as well. So, and we have the gzeira on Shabbos, but we don't have the if you hold like Beis Hillel says you're allowed to carry on yontif l'tzorach. But according to Beis Shammai, and ostensibly, Beis Shammai holds that you don't blow. You don't find that Beis Shammai held you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Because Shemi Yaviredu. Why? Because Shemi Yaviredu applies to Yontif as well. Yet, but that goes there because then we'll never have the bits of a shofar. Then we shouldn't be going there on Shabbos either because it has the same reason. So that is the question of the Shara Melech.
Wait, so the Shara Melech is questioning?
He's questioning Gzeira
d'Rabbah. For Shabbos that falls on for Yontif that falls on Shabbos?
When Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Shebi Yarviram.
Right.
On a regular Yontif, we blow shofar. Why? Beis Hillel said because there's no Shemir Yerven, because you're allowed to carry. But according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry on Yontif either, unless it's Ochel Nefesh. So according to Beis Shammai, you can't carry on Shabbos, you can't carry on Yontif, and you can't have Gzeir D'Rabbah on Yontif, even though Gzeir D'Rabbah really applies to Yontif, because you can't carry on Yontif, according to Beis Shammai, if it's not Ochel Nefesh. So then, once we can't say it on Yontif, we shouldn't say it on Shabbos either, because it's the same chashash. And yet, according to Beis Shammai, we're saying Gzeira Shem Yirenu on Shabbos, but we're not saying Gzeira Shem Yirenu on Yontif, where the Gzeira applies to Yontif as well. You hear the kasha?
Is it that? Sorry, I'm. Is it that Beit Shammai don't need the Gzeira D'Rabbah because they already say only Ochel Nefesh can be carried on Yontif? Is that the kasha?
Beit Shammai holds that
they don't need the Gzeira D'Rabbah because they already say you can't carry.
So then the Gzeira D'Rabbah applies to Yontif also. Because how can you blow shofar to any Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you'll come to carry. And why don't we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? Because you're going to come to carry. And it's not even I can't carry. But you can't carry on any Yontif. So, the Gzeira Shabbos should be equal in both cases. And since we can't say it on Shabbos on Yontif, because then we'll never have the mitzvah, so then we shouldn't say it on Shabbos either.
We should or we should not?
Should not. Because the Svara of Shemi Yavirenu applies to every Rosh Hashanah, according to Beis Shammai. Elowat. So, how do we ever blow shofar? So, it must be, because if we say Shemi Yavirenu on every Rosh Hashanah, they'll never.
Maybe we could say that Rabbah didn't make the Gzeira of Rabbah doesn't apply to to Yom Tov because it's less of it's only an Easter, only an Easter lav.
Rashi gives Shabbos is a skew.
Maybe I say only in brackets, but I mean comparing.
Yeah, he's saying that maybe the Gezeira was only made by Shabbos; it wasn't made by Yom Tov, because this is a disilav, but this is a disakaris. Shabbos is karis at skila; Yom Tov is not. So maybe they only made the Gezeira, but it's really, even though Yom Tov is a disilav daraisa malchus. But it's still not as chomer as it is a skila. Okay, right here. You hear what Rabban says? Yeah. Well, so okay, I think that's a worthy terrace. However, in the Sefer Lev Arum. Was the present Satma Rebbe of Kiryas Yoel. So he quotes the following. Now we know when it comes to Hotzah, there are two types of Hotzah. There's one to take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim and vice versa. And the other one is Arba Amos Rishus HaRab, carrying within the Rishus HaRab. Now, we know that and they're both Asr. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mean, on Shabbos. It's Shemi Yavirim, Meshus HaRabim, and Hotzah. So there's a Chiddush from Rav Yonis and Eibshitz in the Sefer Bina Le'itim. He says that Beis Shammai who holds that there's an Isser Hotzah even on Yom Tov, and we don't say Mitov, is the Isser Hotzah that we've learned from Yom Tov, from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But Mavri Dala Amos Meshus HaRabim. Mavri Dala Amos Meshus HaRabim is Halacha
Moshe Misinai, didn't he say?
Right. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, you can't learn from Halacha Moshe Misinai to some because By one daraisa can teach another daraisa, but the Gemara says hilchasa ain lebeidim behalacha, as he writes here. So on Yom Tov, there's no halacha l'moshe b'sinai of Mavri Dala Amos Meshus HaRabim. So on Shabbos. You have a din shebi of Yonah Dalan Amos Meshus HaRabim. And the Gzeira was only on shebi of Yonah Dalan Amos. It wasn't on Hotzah. Right? That's Tosis Kash. How come it wasn't for Hotzah? Shebi Yotzi. So Tosis gives a teretz because Shem Yotzi is not so shchiach because you'll realize that you're leaving the building. So you'll realize within the Rosh Hashanah.
On the other hand, how many shofarot are sitting in Rosh Hashanah waiting for somebody to take them Dalet Amos?
Right, not too many.
Yeah.
But he's saying that the whole Gezeirah is Shem Yavirenu, and Beis Shammai only said that Hotzah applies to Yontif as well, but Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, which on Shabbos is Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, doesn't necessarily apply to Yontif, even according to Beis Shammai. Because the whole idea is Beis Shammai holds there's no head to be tough. So we know now Yontif is equated to Shabbos. But that's only by Chotzah. But Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, which Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, so b'meila on Yontif, it's going to be mutter even according to Beis Shammai.
But that's the only mitzvahs of taking a person has a shofar and he wants to go to the chacham to see how to learn how to do it, right?
Right.
So he's going to take it from his house and go to the Chacham's house.
Wow, right. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara never says that the Isser is Shema Yotzi. The Gemara says Shema Yarivenu Gzeira the Rabba.
But he does. The Gemara does say, no, that he's going to be Yara LaChacham or something. There's a Lashon with the Chacham there. So it implies he has to go from one place to one Yeshusa Yachid to another Yeshusa Yachid.
Yeah. But that's what Tosus points out. We don't say that. Because maybe they'll pick it up and don't have Kavana to be Motzi.
So you don't need a Gezerah then? They don't need a Gezerah then?
No, but the Gezerah should be Yerivanu
D'Alam. But that's not a Metzius. I don't know how they lived then, but...
So that's a question of the Gemara.
Yeah. It's a question on the Takana. I mean,
right, but that was the Takana in the Gemara of Shem Yavirenu. So you're saying Shem Yavirenu is a little bit hard to understand because who's gonna find the chauffeur and the Rosh Hashanah and carry a Dalet Amos?
But Yilech Eitzel Chacham, no? Yilech Eitzel Chacham.
Yeah. Some say it means you'll go from your house to the Chacham's house.
Or, yeah, I mean, let's say you keep your chauffeur, I don't know, in the street. But the Chacham also sits in the street and we're going to take him. I mean...
That's the question. And then in the Sefer Moad Eitz Tzvi, that's Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grzesinski, the cousin of Rav Chaim Leuser. He says the same thing by Rav Lezer. And Rav Lezer says, Machshire Mitzvah, Docha Shabbos. So then, if Machshire Mitzvah, Docha Shabbos, so then what's the... so then what's the problem of Shema Yavirenu? It's Machshire Mitzvah. So the answer is... What's the answer? It's Machshirin. So Machshirin is Mutter. So what's the problem? So the same parents that Machshirin Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos only applies to Hotzah. But doesn't apply to Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Because it's learned out from a pasuk. And that pasuk is only referring to the Dinim D'Oraisa. B'Yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Because if you say the meal is Docha Shabbos, then you have a pasuk Yom HaShabbos. A few Machshirin is only referring to the Deraisis. This is learned out from a pasuk. So Machshirin meal, according to Reb Lezer, that's Docha Shabbos, is only the Deraisa of Hotzah. But Dala Rabbis Mishus Rabbim, which is the Gzeira, you might have a difficulty understanding the Gzeira, but that was the Gzeira, was not said by Machshirin.
But first of all, why is going to a chacham considered machshirin? That's called machshirin. Machshirin yeah. means machshirin mila. I think means the tools,
anything that's in preparation.
Which is the, so going to the chacham, that's called machshirin.
You're going to a chacham. That's called machshirin, because why? Because anything that is in the actual mitzvah, the bila,
that's clear. That's no problem.
But anything else that's not the mitzvah itself is machshir. Any other preparatory thing for a mitzvah.
But it's connected with Kiyum HaMitzvah.
Yeah, everything is connected to Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's why
we're going with Islamate. Is very indirectly. I mean, we're not saying that. If you said that you have to be choshek to bring the shofar to shul, and that's why. So that I understand, right? But to the Islamic, that's like that's further. So get somebody else to blow. I mean, that's not that shouldn't be the issue.
But he's saying that, in other words, Gzeira Shem Yavirenu, that's not the mitzvah, that's the machshir mitzvah. You're going to go to the chacham to teach you how to do the mitzvah, or how to make the bracha on the mitzvah.
So then you shouldn't be able to lane in the Sefer Torah because you might go to the chacham who will teach you how to lane.
Oh, that's the Binyan Shlomo's kasha. How do we lane on the...
Or anything. How do you have a shiur Torah? Because you might have to go to the chacham to ask him a shayla so that you can give the shiur. I mean, these are so indirectly related.
Right. So the answer given to that is that, you know, that was the famous kasha. The Talmidim of the Gra asked him. He said, "Rebbe, we know we don't read Megillas Esther or Shabbos, right?" Hmm. But you hold that we make a bracha on all the Megillas. So you see that they're chova, just like Megillas Esther. And yet we read Rus on Shabbos, and we read Koheles on Shabbos. That was the kasha that the Talmidim asked the Gra.
Yeah.
Good kasha. So why don't you say Shemi Aviranu? See, for us, who don't make those that don't make a bracha, so we treat it like a minhag. So it's not such a...
We make a bracha with Eretz Yisrael, everybody. From a cloth and a bracha.
It's so amazing to me that the Gra's role as a posek of Klal Yisrael was after he passed away. In other words, in Vilna, he wasn't the Rav in Vilna. He wasn't the posek of Vilna.
He had a little ploys.
He had his own ploys. But he wasn't for the whole shot of Vilna. It's only after he passed away and his Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael and they were the start of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael got this idea of following Minhag HaGra. They don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they make brachas on the... You make in Chaim Berlin. I know they have this. Went to a bar mitzvah with the Chaim Berlin, and the father of the Bachur bar mitzvah boy makes baruch shem tarani b'shem malchus.
Yeah,
that did become a bit of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I never saw that.
You never saw that. You've been in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years.
Yeah,
so you never saw that.
Couple of bar mitzvahs too. I never saw that.
Yeah. But that was Minhag HaGra. Chaim Berlin, I've seen that. Chaim Berlin, they follow Minhag HaGra. And the Bar Mitzvah, father of Bar Mitzvah.
I think in YU they read the Megillus from a cloth in Mid Bracha, no?
No, they don't make a Bracha.
They just read from the cloth?
I've been there. Yeah, they use a cloth, but they don't make a bracha.
You make a bracha? I don't
only
know.
on Megillas Esther.
Yeah. Oh.
But not on the other Megillas. Oh. So that was the kasha. The Talmidim asked the Gra, Rebbe, according to you, how can you read other Megillas on Shabbos? So he said, no, the other Megillas are Chovas Atzibur. You're not a Chovas Hayachid. And the din of Shemir Yavi Renu is because everyone has their own Chovas Hayachid, and we're afraid to.
Yeah, but the friends of the shofar, I mean, most people hear the shofar in shul.
Yeah. Shemir Yavi Renu. Right? So that's what the Birkin Shlomo says the same thing, that Kriyas HaTorah is a
Chovas HaTzibur, yeah.
And therefore there's no Gzeir in the Rav. And that's what he points out, because it says, what's the Lashon Gemara? HaKol Chayovim B'Megillah Gzeir. What does that have to start off with Kol Chayovim? HaKol Chayovim means, I think the Gemara is going to explain, it means it's a Chovas HaYochid or Kol Echa V'Echa. So therefore everyone is Torah. So we're afraid you're going to forget. But Masha'en came by Megillas Rus and Megillas Eicha and Kohelis Shir Hashirim. That's a Chov on the Tzibur. So Chov on the Tzibur, no one has the onus on them. You just have to make sure there are 10 people listening. So then you're not going to, the only reason you're going to forget is because you're Torah, that you have a Chov to do. When you don't have a Chov, you're not Torah.
But the Balkore has, but Balkore is Torah.
That Malkore is what?
Is Tarud.
No, because he could say get another Malkore. There's no Chova. No one has the onus on their shoulders by Rus.
So supposedly in a Makom Sudar, if it's an organized minion, then somebody will have that responsibility.
Yeah.
Not just going to wait for somebody to get up.
Right, there. Yeah. Someone's going to have the responsibility. Who's going to have a Balkari. So in terms of the responsibility of being to the community, but that necessarily a
that's not enough to
of a mitzvah. Okay.
Can I just see if I have this straightened out? So you have Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai on one axis. On the other axis, you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, okay?
Right.
So Beit Hillel for Hotza'ah, that is permitted because of Mitoch on Shabbos, right?
Well, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it's permitted because of Mitoch.
Right.
However, for Gzeira Derava of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amot Bereshut Harabim, that would apply, and therefore you can't blow shofar according to Beit Hillel on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyot B'Shabbat, right?
Well, right, because
you have Gzeira Derava.
Gzeira Derava, right.
Okay, so then Beit Shammai for for Shabbos they don't hold mitoch, so even Hotza'ah is not permitted, right?
On Shabbos, no one holds mitoch.
Excuse me.
On Shabbos, we don't hold from mitoch. No one holds.
I'm sorry. Beit Shammai on Yom Tov. Doesn't hold for Mitoch. However,
so then
you can learn Hotza'ah from Shabbos to Yom Tov, but you wouldn't learn Shema Yavi Reno Dalet Amot Bereshut HaRabim, because that's a halakha le Moshe Mi Sinai.
Right.
So to knock out to knock out Shema Yavi Reina Dala Damot Birshut HaRabim on Yonta, for Beit Shammai, they need Gzeira Derava.
Right, because Shema Yavi Reina applies. Meaning, according to, in other words, it's going to be, it's still going to be also.
Right, because, but it's because of Gzeira Derava. That's why, that's the situation where they need Gzeira Derava.
But on Yontif, Beit Shammai would say you can carry, even though he doesn't hold Bitoch.
Right.
That's for the, that he holds as an Isser Hotzah, but Dal Amos Mishrabim doesn't apply on Yontif.
Because it's, you can't learn it from Shabbos.
Because it's Halacha Moshe
Bishina. Because it's Halacha Moshe Bishina.
Be Shabbos Leontif.
Right.
Rabbi Avraham. Okay. Then the next thing I wanted to talk about.
Rabbi.
I want you to hear this. Unbelievable. I said, I was speaking over Yontif and Rosh Hashanah, so I was saying that this idea that we have the Zera Derama on Rosh Hashanah, Shekhar, and Shabbos, I claim that's part of Malchus. Malchus was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by following Dinim Derabanan, that's also part of the Havlach. How so? So there's this unbelievable Chasam Sofer that I always like to say over on page 17. So he says like this, that in Aseres HaDibros, there are 620 osios in the Aseres HaDibros. 620. The 613 Taryag mitzvos and the 7 mitzvos derabanan. So 613 and 7 is 620. And 620 is the minion of what? Keser. Keser. Tough resh. Tough is 400, resh is 200, and chaf, so it's tough is 400, resh is 200, and chaf is 20. So it's 620. So Bemela, when we Mekayim, not only the mitzvahs d'oraisa, but even the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, and we show koach hachamim, we are putting on the keser of the hamlocha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the hamlocha of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not only to follow the mitzvahs d'oraisa, but it's to follow the emunas hachamim. So when we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that's where Mashlim, the Mashlim the Keser. So the 613 Daraisas and 7 Darabonis. So the last 7 Osios of the Aseres HaDibros is V'chol Asher L'Reyach, right? Losachmul Kol, basically V'chol Asher L'Reyach, right? So the last 7 letters of the Aseres HaDibros is what?
Asher L'Reyach.
Asher L'Reyach. So the Chasam Sofer says, those are the 7 mitzvahs of the Rabban. How so? He says, Asher L'Reyach Aleph. Aleph, says the Chasam Sofer, Avelos, the Shivas Yimei Avelos, which most hold is only the Rabban. What's the Shin? Shin, Simcha. It's a Simcha's Chasam Mekala. B'shiva Yimei Mishnah. So at Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, we're spelling out Asher L'Reyach. Aleph, the 7 Rabbanas. Aleph, Avelus. Shin, or Sin, Simcha. Reish, Rechitza. Zedetilas Yadayim. Lamed, Lechem, Shu Pas Hakum. Pas Goy. Reish, Asher L'Reyach. Reish Rishuyos, Zei Ruve Chatzeres Vishitufi Mavuos. And maybe that's a remiss to the, you know, Dalan Amos Mishus Harabin, the idea of not carrying. asher lireyecha. So lamed tolkena. So asher aleph is avelus. Shin is simcha. Reish is rechitza. Lireyecha. Lamed is lechem pasakum. Reish is rishuyos. Ayin. What's ayin? Amolek. Zemikra Megillah. That's Purim. Asher li rei echa. Reish. And what's the chaf? Kohanim. Hanukkah. Shadiskan alide kohanim. And that's the asher li rei echa. And that's the last seven. Those seven bits is the Ramon. So, and that forms the Kesser. So when I spoke on Rosh Hashanah, I said over that that is the Hamloch of HaKadosh Baruch. That the fact that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shkolot B'Shabbos is part of, usually we Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we blow the shofar. Now we Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not blowing the shofar. Because then we're fulfilling one of the mitzvahs, the Rabbanah. Of Rei Reish, Rishuyos. Because all the Rishuyos of Eruv Katzeres, the Shtufi Boaz, is also that we should come to carry in the Rishus HaRabba. Okay, that's the Chasem Sofer. But it's a fascinating vort. Asher L'Reyach. In the footnote here of the Chasem Sofer, in the new edition, he has another one. I told you the Asher L'Reyach. He has Aleph Avelus, Shin. So we had Simcha, Simchas Chasem Kala, Sin Shtifa, Zenitilas Yadayim, Shtifa. Reish is Rishuyos, Lechem is Pas. Achim, Reish. What is Reish? Revi, Utsom HaRevi. Utsom HaRevi is Shivas HaMatamos. Ayin is Amalek and Chafetz Kohan. So he has there's another version of what the correlation of Asher L'Reyach.
The Reish includes the Tzomos. Tzomos the Rabbanon.
What?
Reish is the Tzomos the Rabbanon.
Right. Revi, that's the beginning of the part. Tzom Revi, Chamishi, but it starts with Tzom Revi. Tzomos the Rabbanon, right. Okay. 14. Hey, Divrei Mishnah B'Sukkah L'Gavi Ilo L'Malo B'Sukkah. So, right, if you have an ilan l'malah ben sukkah, so it passes the sukkah. So, you have that packet here? So there's a famous sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam?
It's that he distinguished between pre-existing and afterwards. If there's
right. If the sukkah was there from before, and it's silsa meruba mechamsa. So then there's a tree that comes after, so it's not going to pass them. Not going to pass them. But Shain came, the sukkah was there, if the tree was there first, then it will pass them. So the question that's asked them, that sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the kasha of the Avnei Nezer so then what's the, if it rains, just put a shlach on the sukkah. It should be okay. Because just like Rabbeinu Tam said, if the sukkah was there first, then you can't pass on the sukkah. So too, if it's raining, you just put your thing over the sukkah. You should be able to eat in the sukkah. That was this year, and you know the whole Erev Sukkos was raining. I remember the Erev Sukkos raining the whole day, and then at least where I was in the Lower East Side, when the time for the yeshiva sukkah came, fine, and we ate the whole meal in the sukkah, and I had a shalom zachar later that night, and we were able to go to there too, all in the sukkah. That's the way it was. I don't know if it was there. More places, but the question is, so if it rains, just put a shlach and eat the sukkah, put it to a minute. So what is the Avni Nezer answer?
There were two answers, examples, if I remember correctly. The one was, if there's a pre-existing mechitza around an area, can you create a kinyan by building up those
in other words
machitzas? And the answer is
right.
Okay, go ahead.
In other words, if you're having a sukkah, there's silsa meruba b'chamsa, and then you have schach that's silsa meruba b'chamsa, so the schach doesn't accomplish anything because the sukkah itself was but if you put a shlach on, then it's not even going to rain in the sukkah. So then that shlach is meaningful because it accomplishes something that the shlach itself would accomplish. And since it's accomplishing something that the shlach itself would accomplish, so then what? So then, and it's pasul because the shlach is pasul shlach, then it's going to passel. See, the whole reason it doesn't passel, according to Rabbeinu Tam, says the Avni Nezer, is because you have a, if you have a tree, right, and it's raining, the rain's going to still fall in under the tree. Don't expect to be protected standing under a tree when it's raining, right? Because, and that's the post can point out. A sukkah also has to be able to rain in, right? So basically, if you have a sukkah, and then there's something on top of it that's silsa meruba, but it still rains in. So the tree is not accomplishing anything because the sukkah itself is silsa meruba and it still rains in. The tree is silsa meruba and it still rains in. So it's superfluous. So therefore it doesn't pass. But if you put a shlach there, the shlach is not going to let it rain in. So therefore it accomplishes something, a schichuch that the sukkah itself did not accomplish. And since it's b'psul, because it's not made out of gedulei karka, etc., it's going to pass on your sukkah. So the whole idea of Rabbeinu Tam, says of Avni Nezer, is because, just like Rav Sheehan said, if you do something superfluous, so then it's meaningless. So if you have a 10 mechitza, 10 tefachim high, and then you want to raise it another 10 tefachim to make a kinyan chazaka or something like that, it's superfluous because the first mechitza did the trick. So nothing is being added by the second mechitza. Nothing is being added by the second mechitza. But here, something is being added by the shlach. Okay, and therefore, and since it's psul, then it passes yisur. That's the Rav Harari. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, then there's a kli chemda.
Wait, wasn't there a second proof with what is it? Writing over on a klaf?
Ksav al gabe ksav.
Ksav al gabe ktav, right.
So maybe that's also superfluous. Because if you want ksav l'shalom l'shma, then you want to make a ksav l'shma, but the ksiva was there from before. So maybe something that's superfluous, you didn't accomplish it. You have a ksiva there already. Okay, so that's
Except that, you know, both of those examples, it showed you can't create a new reality, whether it was a Kenyan or Tivalishma, because there was some pre-existing.
So you didn't accomplish something.
So you didn't accomplish anything. But with
But
the
if you're
sukkah,
accomplishing something like the shlach, there's now it's not going to be able to rain through. So the second kisui was alim from the first kisui, and since it's p'sul, it passes the whole thing.
yeah, but with a tree over the sukkah, you that is creating a negative rather than a positive. You no longer have the sukkah that you're supposed to have. It just happens that somehow the covering came after you had created a kosher sukkah. And then the obvious question is, so what? You don't have a kosher sukkah. It's not like where you have these mechitzas around an area. Did you make a kinyan? Well, no, you didn't, because there were already mechitzas there. Okay, so you didn't change the status. But here you don't have what would other you don't have that viable sukkah. It bothered me when we learned this the first time.
Right, you don't have a viable meaning. Is the shlach is going to pass it because the second kisui.
The shlock certainly does that. The cover over that nobody argues on. The only argument is on the covering that Rabbeinu Tam says, if there is a after you have made a kosher sukkah, there's somehow a covering, right?
Over it, which is
Over it,
also tilsa meruba mechapsa. Like a tree.
right. So that's not a problem according to him, whereas it would be a problem if it would be pre-existing, right?
Right. Because it's
So it's very hard.
pre-existing.
I'm not sure that the two examples that we brought really take care of that issue, because there you're not creating a new reality. You're not creating that kinyan. Here you had a kosher sukkah, you know, kol hakavod to you, but then something happened, and there was a somehow. It might not have been directly on the schach, but there's a covering that, if it was pre-existing, would not work.
Yeah.
So what, are you going to get an attaboy because when you built the sukkah, it was all right? Okay, give the person an attaboy, but he doesn't have a kosher sukkah because it's covered. It's covered afterwards. Shame, poor
In which
fellow.
case? In which case?
With Rabbeinu Tam, where somehow, you know, the tree covers it
Was
after you've
there
built your sukkah.
first? After.
After you've built your sukkah.
Right, was the tree didn't do anything.
But so what if it didn't do anything? You've got a schach that isn't doesn't need
Superfluous.
requ
It's created tilsa meruba mechapsa, but I had tilsa meruba mechapsa before, so it's superfluous. So superfluous is not going to passel because it didn't two off anything. Think about
Yeah, I have thought about it.
Okay. I think it's a good word. I like it.
So what?
I think his word is if it's not accomplishing anything, so then it's not going to pass it because it's superfluous. So it's kimandalesa. Okay, take the klichemna. Do you remember the klichemna? Yeshiva sukkah is manik shaman. You have the klichemna here? Okay. What was it about Baltosa? Maybe I'm going to get the packet for tomorrow. And we can go over. So we'll stop now. So, okay, so the plan, Be'ez Hashem, we could finish Chazara, I believe it, perhaps tomorrow.